Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, July 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Jacques Offenbach. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we deep dive into fascinating Wikipedia articles. Today, we're exploring the life and contributions of Jacques Offenbach, a name that resonates through the corridors of 19th century music history and continues to be celebrated in modern times. Jacques Offenbach, a master of French operetta, left an indelible mark on the world of music with his innovative compositions and lively spirit, transforming the landscape of operatic performance. Born in Cologne, Germany, on June 20, 1819, as Jacob Offenbach, our protagonist moved to Paris at a young age with his family. They were of Jewish heritage, and his father, Isaac, was a music teacher who likely sparked young Jacques' early interest in music. Imagine the vibrant streets of Paris in the early 19th century, a city burgeoning with artistic expression and cultural exchange. This was the backdrop of Offenbach's transformative journey. Offenbach initially studied at the Paris Conservatoire, but his education there was short-lived. The formal constraints of the institution didn't quite suit his creative temperament. Isn't it fascinating to think about how some of history's most influential artists often found traditional educational structures too confining? They tend to break boundaries and create new paths for others to follow. Following his brief stint at the conservatoire, Offenbach embarked on a career as a cellist, an instrument his contemporaries noted he played with exceptional skill. His performances earned him recognition, but it was his work as a composer that truly revolutionized his career. By the mid-1850s, Offenbach had begun composing operettas, a genre that combines elements of opera and theater with light music and humor. His first significant work, Orphée aux Enfers, or Orpheus in the Underworld, premiered in 1858 and was a resounding success. The operetta, a satirical take on the story of Orpheus, featured the famous Galop Infernal, better known to many of us today as the Can-Can. Consider the innovation and audacity involved in taking a revered myth and turning it into a spirited, comedic spectacle. Offenbach's work reflects a blend of sharp wit, melodic ingenuity, and a penchant for poking fun at societal norms, characteristics that would define much of his operatic style. Throughout the 1860s and early 1870s, Offenbach's prolific output continued unabated. He wrote over 100 operettas, each infused with his unique charm and satirical edge. Works like La Belle Hélène, La Vie Parisienne, and La Péricole solidified his status as the undisputed king of operetta in both France and beyond. One might ask, what made his operettas so popular and enduring? It was the universality of his humor, the relatability of his characters, and his ability to encapsulate the spirit of his times through music. His work didn't just entertain, it connected with audiences on a deeper level, often providing commentary on the political and social issues of the day. Offenbach's life, however, wasn't all smooth sailing. The Franco-Prussian War of 1870 had a significant impact on his career. He left Paris during the conflict and struggled to regain his earlier success upon his return. Despite these setbacks, his resilience and passion for music never waned. In his later years, Offenbach turned his attention to a more ambitious project that would transcend the operetta genre. He began working on a grand opera, Les Contes d'Hoffmann, or The Tales of Hoffmann, an adaptation of stories by E.T.A. Hoffmann. Tragically, Jacques Offenbach passed away in 1880 before he could complete this masterpiece, and it was left to others to finish and premiere it posthumously in 1881. The Tales of Hoffmann is a hauntingly beautiful work, contrasting sharply with the light-hearted frivolity of his earlier operettas. This opera, still performed worldwide, stands as a testament to Offenbach's versatility and his unyielding dedication to his craft. Now, as we reflect on Offenbach's legacy, think about the importance of humor and satire in art. Offenbach used these tools not just to entertain, but to critique and reflect society. How can we apply these principles to contemporary issues? In an age where music and performance art often seek to challenge the status quo, Offenbach's operettas serve as early examples of entertainment blended with insightful commentary. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you all to dive deeper into the world of Jacques Offenbach. Listen to some of his compositions, explore his operettas, and reflect on how his work might still resonate today. How do you think Offenbach would interpret our modern society through his unique lens? Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia today. Remember, history is full of remarkable stories just waiting to be uncovered. Stay curious, stay informed, and join us next time as we explore another intriguing topic from the annals of Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning and keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Jacques Offenbach. Thanks for listening. See you next time.